2,000 American African men. All fighting for America's freedom they must defend. Scorned and segregated by the white soldiers along the line. They were fighting two different wars at the same time. Two different wars at the same time. The white soldiers refused to fight side by side with black men, or to stay in the same muddy trench as them. And Henry Johnson, sitting in a trench in no man's land. The rain, cold and mud is more than enough for any man. Trying to write a postcard from no man's land. Trying to write a postcard. They shout over the top as the tin whistle blows. You'll get killed even if you run fast or if you run slow. They gained 10 yards and lost 20 men. When will this nightmare ever end? So much devastation, so much death. Can you feel, can you smell the devil's poisonous breath? Henry volunteered to fight for his country, don't forget. How much more patriotic could a man possibly get? Was no one braver or mightier than he? He was one of the Harlem Hellfighters, you see. Trying to write a postcard from no man's land. Trying to write a postcard from no man's land. They were sent to war, but weren't allowed to fight. Made to dig holes and lay track lines, it just wasn't right. The army gave them to the French to fight with them. It warned the French to hide their women from black men. In the forest, Henry fought off an enemy attack all alone. He had 12 deep wounds down to his bone. He almost died, but he never complained or moaned. They wrote about him in the newspapers back home. The Hellfighters never once retreated when under attack. They fought their way out when they were trapped. They kept them in the war longer than others, that's a fact. They were ferocious fighters down to the last man. And Henry's still trying to finish his postcard from no man's land. His postcard from no man's land. No man's land. James Reeves, Europe, was their commander and was always a music man. Fighting, he was leading a 44-piece American African jazz band. Playing for the French, British, and American GIs. Then he returned to fight with his men side by side. Jazz into the French souls and minds, where it would stay for eternity, for all time. In battle, James was gassed and could no longer fight. In hospital, on patrol, in no man's land, he would write. He'd inhale the devil's poisonous toxic breath, but he was luckier than most to escape death. The Hellfighters were given medals to honor all their names. But when they returned home, things were never the same. They played jazz all along their victory parade. They drove down Fifth Avenue as heroes that day. Henry with his battle scars half smiled and waved, but people's memories don't last and they fade. Soon after that, James was killed by the drummer in his band. Life never goes as you hoped, as you planned. He looked in the jaws of death across no man's land, and in the end was knifed in the neck by a jealous man. And later Henry died in poverty of his wounds on the floor. He'd won the battle, but he'd lost the war. And the postcard never sent from no man's land was held tight in his stiff, clutched hand. They award Henry a hero's medal 97 years after he died. Systematic racism and bigotry tried to deny this patriotic and brave black man from finishing his postcard from no man's land. From finishing his postcard from no man's land. And after it was over and they'd buried the dead, could it ever be any worse than this they said? But the devil was already making plans for more blood to be spilt on Europe's lands. For more blood to be spilt on Europe's land. No man's land. There were 2,000 American, African men. Dig it. Yeah, 2,000 American, African men. All fighting for America's freedom, they must defend. Yeah, well, they were scorned and segregated by their white soldiers along the line. They were fighting two different wars at the same time.